commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Spy agencies know it. The most effective way to blackmail is through sex. During the Cold War, half of our agents who turned on our country fell for a honey trap, trading our secrets for sexual favors. Monica Lewinsky knew it too. For some men in positions of power, sex is the ultimate temptation. Now consider the two 17-year-olds at Abbotsford High School. They successfully tempted their 26-year-old teacher. That teacher, Andy Follin, is accused of having an ongoing sexual relationship with those students. Now, that is wrong on any level, in any circumstance. But there are reports that they came on to him. They were the instigators. Now, I have seen pictures of the two girls, and they look like 17-year-olds going on 27. Follin is a boyish-looking 26. If you saw them walking down the street holding hands, you wouldn't look twice. Yet, without question, he has to be the adult in this situation who has to say no to the young temptresses. If any young teacher actually thought about the situation rationally, they'd keep their pants up. The teacher, even if they went to the cheapest in-state school to earn their degree, has spent $50,000 in tuition to pursue their teaching career. Who in their right mind would throw away that kind of money over sex? And anyone who teaches teenagers knows there is no way to expect that that kind of sexual secret would be kept. I'm not sure if the 17-year-olds are aware that they contributed to the downfall of a young teacher. They are victims of this crime, but they are not innocent either. Their teacher needed to say no. It is morally and criminally wrong that he didn't, and he deserves jail time if he's convicted. But he is the poster child for the old saying that some men think with their nether regions. It is also morally wrong for sexually charged young women to throw themselves at their teacher. The law has nothing to say about them, but I find it hard to consider them victims. They are only months away from being of age. Andy Follin, the teacher, was married. The real victims in this case were waiting for him at home.